Where is God in All the Suffering? By Amy Orr Ewing. Read by Amy Orr Ewing. Published by the Good Book Company. Dedication. For my boys, Zach, JJ and Benji Orr Ewing. With love always. Introduction. A World in Pain. As I write this, my dear friend Brenda has just died. She was 36 and leaves a husband and three children, the youngest of whom is a five-month-old baby. A few days ago, I walked behind her casket into her funeral service, carrying her baby girl in my arms. I find myself asking, is there any hope in this seemingly hopeless situation? Is there any comfort for a daughter who will grow up not remembering her mother? Is there a loving God who could pour his love and comfort into our grieving hearts? Is God really there in all our pain and heartache over loss? Right now, I find myself working at home during a government lockdown, in isolation with my family. The death toll from COVID-19 climbs daily. We've all been shocked to discover how vulnerable and helpless we are against a microbial virus that has taken loved ones, closed borders, shops and restaurants, and halted the economy of half the planet. Where is God in the fear, suffering and grief of this global pandemic? As you've picked up this book and started to read, I'm assuming that you want to think, to question, and to consider what it means to be in pain and where God might be in the midst of that. But I want you to know at the very start that I don't want to attempt to fix you or to fix how you experience pain. Rather, I hope my reflections here might be a helpful and comforting companion to you as you think about where God might be in this world filled with suffering. Books on suffering written by academic types rarely connect with people who are actually suffering. I work in Oxford and I have had the opportunity of studying and teaching throughout my adult working life. In the course of that time, I found myself drawn to thinking about and reflecting on some of the toughest questions of life. Through all of that, I've come to realise that if Christian faith is worth considering, it needs to be deep enough to cope with our most rigorous human scrutiny and our most heart-rending questions. Just have faith. One of the worst things people in religious circles sometimes seem to say to someone suffering is, don't ask why, closely accompanied by, don't think about it, or just have faith. These comments are just so unhelpful. A questioning and thoughtful response to our human experience of suffering can be a really important part of coming to terms with terrible things that have happened to us. But I want to suggest that it can also be a crucial part of exploring the Christian faith. The Bible is full of people's questions to and about God in the context of human suffering. Questions like, why would you let this happen? And where are you, God? So if you're reading this book while you are going through an experience of personal suffering that is causing you to question and rethink everything, I'd like to thank you for letting me be a part of your journey. I hope that as you reflect on some of the thoughts offered in this book, you will find that Christian faith can be a warm home, both for those who are intellectually curious and for anyone who finds themselves in a season of pain. Questions and doubts are not dangers to be avoided or suppressed, but can be companions on a journey towards a relationship with God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?